RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 467. My name's Will Kuntz. Welcome back to the program. Let me get this turned off, and let me get Anna's mic turned on. Joining me, as always, 99% of the time, it's Anna James Hummel.
It's me.
A lot of people did not know that you have a male middle name, but that's true because they had it picked out before you were born. Your father assumed that you were a boy, and they just kept your name, middle name, James.
They did. It's pretty crazy stuff.
They could have went with, like, Jamie or something like that, but your dad, I got to give him props, was very stern and said, no, her name will be Anna James Hummel.
That's true. That is a true story.
Definitely not a lie. Welcome to the program. I'm happy to be with you again. Let's see. We got first, I want to mention this is the amount of stickers that I have left. That is it. And when they're gone, they are gone. So get into my DMs, home_made_man, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Probably better to do it in DM because I never check my email. But either way, if I have some left and you want to risk the email thing, do that. TheHomemadeBroadcast@gmail.com. 813-693-2124. You can leave a text message with your address and I'll do that. I love the people who just go, yeah, I'd want some stickers, and then just don't supply any sort of place to send them. That's really something special that I enjoy.
Our listening audience is very high IQ, I think, is what that means.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair assumption to make. Yeah. So Anna, you're back. Not that you were gone anywhere necessarily, but I haven't talked to you in about a week. So it's good to see you again. And I wanted to jump right into it this week because sometimes I feel like we don't get into the content. I saw this story and I've been fascinated with this human being since I saw the show TLC, the Learning Channel. I believe now there's something else because there's not much learning going on the Learning Channel. I remember watching it as a child. There was a lot of space shows, a lot of shows about animals, things like that.
That was just either dwarfs or egregiously fat people.
Yes. I mean, it is a veritable freak show. Let's be honest.
I like it.
I don't have cables. So I don't get to watch stuff, but I do follow their YouTube page sometimes, so I do find is Intervention on that network?
I don't know, but like all the addiction shows are, like My Strange Addiction and stuff like that is TLC.
Yeah,
but I don't know about Intervention.
All the fatzos, all the I mean, it's a freak show. I hate to say it, you know, it's not like these people are agreeing to have a TV show, but they're unusual in some way. I don't think that's unfair to say, but they have some sort of physical, is there any like mental things? Like that's the autism show is not on TLC, right? That's Netflix, the Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah. I think they've stayed away from mental stuff, which is probably smart because it's kind of hard probably to consent. Not that Netflix didn't care, but you know,
I mean, they're leaving,
just want to stay away from that.
Leaving money on the table, though, you got to admit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'd love to watch it. I'm just thinking that for their sake, you know, if they do a show about, I don't know, living with Down syndrome or something like that, how, you know, I don't know what the laws are in whatever state they're filming or federally, but I don't know how consent comes into play when you're working with someone that has mental impairments. You know, is it still just like treat them like everybody else if they're over 18, or are there some special law? I don't know.
I mean, it's all about who has power of attorney. Generally, it's the parents, and these terrible parents will exploit their children for monetary gain. And I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I mean, it provides a lot of entertainment. It's making the kid a celebrity. For the better and worse of that whole thing. And it's great entertainment. And this one I'm fascinated with. I actually don't know her name. It's like Carly.
Like Shauna or Shayla. Shauna. It says that.
That's right. That's right. Let me just pull it up here. Get this. There she is. How about that? So it's not this guy here, but it is this little thing right here. It looks like to be a 8-year-old child. It's not, though. This person has a weird disease, a very unfortunate one. I believe she had some sort of tumor on her pituitary gland when she was very...
She had brain cancer when she was born, and the medication that they gave her messed with her pituitary gland, and it stunted her growth.
Okay. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. She has the outward appearance of a 8-year-old girl. However, in her mind... She's in her early 20s, and just like any 20-year-old, they have needs and desires. And this show kind of followed her journey with trying to find a partner in life. And she did. She found this fella here, very in shape, man. I don't think I would dare
call him.
You think he's hot? I didn't think. I mean, he's kind of weird in the face. If you see that's
as
a good.
Far as- for her standards, that is a 10 out of 10.
Right. Because she's weird. And it's unusual for this because he doesn't want to be, you know, kind of portrayed as a creep for dating this woman. Presumably they are, you know, getting it on, being intimate with each other. I don't know how long they've been together. Maybe they're not. I guess that's possible. But he's
unlikely.
Unlikely, though. Yeah, he's a hunky traveler, it says, blogger, has hit back at claims that he's dating, that he's creepy for dating a 23-year-old woman who has the outward appearance of an 8-year-old girl. Dan Swigart, he's 26. He began romancing the reality star Shauna Ray. That's her name. And that was a treatment from the treatment she received for brain cancer. It stunted her growth and gave her that weird appearance. She weighs 50 pounds and is 3'10" tall. She's the subject of the show I Am Shauna Ray. There's some of it right there. And she's going out and doing things, and look at her go. And this guy, he shared snaps on his Instagram talking about, let's actually listen to some of this.
Saying, go live your best life, wishing you all the happiness you deserve. Of course, I did this show knowing I was going to get some hate, but it's very important to remember that Shauna is an incredible 23-year-old woman who has a disability. So as you're building a connection with her, it's important to acknowledge her disability and look past that and build it with who she is as an individual. You know, she's this incredible, inspiring 23-year-old woman who just happens to be a little bit short. And as soon as you say that she can't have a real-world connection with someone else, you dehumanize her, which is absolutely disgusting.
Okay, so that's his take on it, that she's just short. There's nothing else about her that's unusual. She's just a little short, which is...
Is that wrong?
Oh, no, he's wrong. He's wrong. Do I need to go back and show you? I mean, there she's got some makeup on, but that's not... I mean, that's not just a short 23-year-old lady. That is an 8-year-old.
You know what, Will? I think you're really looking at this the wrong way.
How so?
This guy could be, and maybe is, a closeted pedophile that could be raping actual 8-year-olds. And instead... He found the one person on the planet who looks like an 8-year-old,
right?
But is in fact not an 8-year-old.
Well, this
so instead of calling this guy a creep, he's a healthcare hero, okay? She wants a hot guy. He wants a hot 8-year-old. I think that this is fantastic, and I applaud it on both ends.
This is kind of what I was getting at. A little bit is that, yeah, I mean, by all, I guess if you talk to her for more than a few minutes, you go, okay, well, you seem to be more of your mental
tattoos. Will, she has like a sleeve.
Yeah.
So that would be a little bit odd to see an 8-year-old with tattoos.
Yeah. I mean, I had stick on tattoos when I was 8 years old. I wore them all the time. So that doesn't necessarily mean anything. They're just really good ones. That's all.
Oh, okay. I mean, All right. I've seen Sick on tattoos, none of which look real, but this person has tattoos.
Yeah.
Quite a few of them. So
she does.
But again, yeah, at first glance, certainly does not look 23.
No. No, that looks like they look very similar right there. She has it's not even that she's a dwarf too. She doesn't really have the features like the stumpiness that some of the dwarves have. She's straight up just stopped developing at 8 years old due to her condition. I know that she wants to, you know, be normal, but I feel like sometimes you have to accept that you're not. And there's something going on with this guy. Like you said, I tend to agree with you. I know you were half joking, but I think this guy might be a closeted pedophile. And he's just like, this is my way around it. And now
is fantastic. That's fantastic. Why? What's wrong with it? She's 23. She's 23 mentally as well, it seems. I saw a few snippets of the show and it seemed like she's a, you know, she acts like a 23-year-old. She talks like a 23-year-old. It's not like she's 8 years old in her brain. So, yeah, she looks like a kid. It's kind of weird. But at the end of the day, she's not a kid. And if this guy is attracted to that, but she's not that, then who am I to say that it's not right?
I mean, it's not against the law, but don't you feel like there's something immoral about this?
Immoral, no. Odd, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a little odd. I'll give you that much.
Like, how do you go out and you know, I know that you just, oh, I don't care what people think. I don't care what people say. This is my person and this is who I'm with. I don't care. I went on a date. I thought I was a bigger person with a young lady who had crutches. She had some sort of weird spine disease thing and she needed crutches and she was really cool and I liked her and I thought that there would be something that I could get over, and we went to a restaurant and I found out that I am not as good of a person as I thought I was, and it made me feel a little bad about myself. And this guy is just like, I feel like this is that situation on steroids.
Well, no, because you still weren't attracted to her. Like, you tried to convince yourself, but you couldn't.
I was attracted to her.
We have a hard time. Well, I mean, like, not enough to date her, it seemed.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, I think that, I've talked about this on Stay Woke before, I remember, but it's hard to feel sexual attraction to someone that you, like, inherently feel sorry for or is somewhat, like, deformed, because nothing about this girl, I mean, she's a pretty person, but I mean, she looks like a child. So to see that and get aroused is probably why people find it alarming.
Right.
But whatever, you know,
but it's a weird circumstance. Jason says, lock him up. He says, forget it. He's watching on Facebook. But you can't, because what is he doing wrong?
No, you can't lock him up. He didn't do anything wrong. It's weird. Maybe check his hard drive or something. But I think, I mean, he's in the clear. Now, here's the thing. If it was the reverse, no, I don't think anybody would care. They would just think that, like, if it was a grown woman with, like, did you ever watch Squirmy and Grubs? Did we ever talk about that?
No. What is that?
Oh, God. Well, when we're done with this podcast, just go on YouTube and type in Squirmy and Grubs. And you will see pretty much the exact situation, but reverse. And we just all think that that girl has problems. Like, she's attracted to a man who basically has spina bifida or something.
Oh, I do know that one. And she's kind of hot.
Well, correct.
Yeah, okay. Correct. I do remember that.
So you go, well, that person's not a predator, but, oh, they're doing it for attention, or it's a, you know, it's a rouge or whatever, but, like, you don't think it's creepy. But, I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I guess it's, you know, it's more creepy because it's a man, and men typically exert dominance over women. But you'd think that in the squirmy and grub situation, like if that woman wanted to do something to that guy, she could do it with no, you know, the guy would not be able to defend himself whatsoever. So, but no one thinks that's creepy. Everyone just thinks it's kind of odd and she's doing it for attention. So maybe it's the same situation where he's just doing it for attention.
Yeah, but he still has the outward appearance. Like he has facial hair, right? Like he could grow some facial hair. He's obviously of age. He's just, you know, has severe physical disabilities.
I don't know if he had facial hair, but I would say that was probably like more odd than this, because at least this girl, Shauna, can like take care of herself, where that guy was completely reliant upon his wife to care for him, much like an infant.
Well, they're
like
both
when it comes to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think you could say of them both that they obviously have some sort of fetish. I think
yes.
That's fair, because you wouldn't be able to go through with certain acts unless you can use the excuse of, well, they're just in love, and love, you can do anything. And you go, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. There must be something there. There has to be. There's just no way that they can't be. The only thing that this girl, if I were her father, I would say we have to find you a young man who has the same thing you do, and you two have to get together. I know it's, even if he smells a little bit, like this is all you got. I can't allow you to date this guy.
We went online and we found a YouTube clip where she actually does go on a date with a man who had the same condition as her.
Was it the fireman?
Yes, it was the fireman.
The fireman. Okay. So yeah, that guy, he had something similar, but he had like facial hair and stuff. Like he was like a little boy man.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And even that was a little weird because he still looked like a burly, like little man.
Well, he had facial hair. So what I think it does is, again, I don't know much about it. It stunts your growth, but I don't think it completely prevents you from going through puberty. Like this is kind of weird, but that little girl had breasts.
Okay.
They weren't big.
Yeah.
But something. And so it looks like she went through like a pseudo puberty. So I imagine the same thing happened to the guy where, you know, maybe it's a little patchy, but, he still somewhat went through puberty.
Right. Or maybe that was man-made, where they kind of gave him hormones, estrogen and testosterone. And
Sure. Yes. Like yes. That. It could have been, like HRT or something. TRT.
Yeah. So where are we? Is this guy a creep or no, Ada?
Is he a creep? Is he a creep? Is he a creep?
Look at that. Look at that
it's
young lady.
Creepy. It's odd.
Is is this, you know, obviously reality television is not known for its reality. Is this something where he's being paid by TLC to date this young lady?
Could be. Or he wants attention. And I don't know why you'd want attention for this, though. This is probably not the way to do it. But I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's odd. It would almost be less odd if she was like an actual dwarf. Because then you go, oh, okay, she looks older, but she's just a dwarf. Versus like this girl looks like a kid.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, she's got this quote here. I got it up on the screen. If you look at me, you see an 8-year-old. But I think if you take the time to look at the details in my face and my hands, the maturity in my body, and I think if you take the time to actually talk to me, you really understand that I'm a 23-year-old. And she's kind
of
dressed
course.
Like a child in this picture. It's in the background. That doesn't help. I mean, you should be wearing like old lady clothes to kind of, you can't be wearing rainbow bracelets. You know, that's what little kids wear. There's makeup and stuff on.
Looks like she's wearing short shorts. I mean,
yeah. You got to go full like old maid in this scenario. You got to go get one of those colonial dolls and wear that type of clothes to look a little bit older. You can't be wearing stuff like that. This guy says a romance with Swigart is currently up in the air. Uh-oh. However, with the travel blogger recently returning to his home in the UK, while Ray remains residing on Long Island. Okay, so this is fake. I think that answers it, that this is something that was set up by TLC. He was paid. And I hope that she was at least in on it and not not have this man dangled in front of her. And then she ends up falling for him and then, you know, gets her feelings hurt.
Breaks her heart, yeah.
But you kind of have to, like, if you want to add drama to the show, unless she's a good actress, which is possible.
I doubt it.
Can she cry on command, that type of thing?
Probably not. I don't know. I saw, like, you know, a few snippets of the show today when we were covering it. I was not impressed. Not impressed with the parents. Not impressed with her. It was obviously very contrived. And, but yeah, it's an interesting tale of a weird human being. So people are interested in freak stuff, kind of like you said before. So
yeah. Do you watch the show?
No, I've never seen it, but because we covered this story today, we were kind of looking at random clips of the show for a few minutes. And, yeah, her parents are definitely like toddlers in tiaras, attention whores sort of thing. So, well, whatever, you know, whatever works for you.
I just hope that she's in on the gag, because clearly now that with him returning home, there it was nothing serious, and they were probably paid handsomely by the show.
But I mean, it obviously attracted the attention of people like you and I. So, you know, job well done, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's that I've definitely thought about before. Like, how is she going to find love? Like, I get that she wants to, but like, are certain people just unlovable? Where it's like, it feels like
unlovable.
Not like I love you're my daughter. I'm talking about in like a romantic type of love.
No, I mean, like, I don't think that she's unlovable in the sense that, you know, if you find someone who's also has your condition, it's not as creepy, right? But
that's the only way. That's the only way.
Well, that's the only way that society accepts it. You know, people are into all sorts of stuff. Will, I know you know that. She's obviously attracted to normal looking people. It's really if people who are going to be attracted to her. And even if they can look at her and objectively she's like a pretty person, in their mind, they've been conditioned to not have sex with children, and good on that.
Well, at least we have some. I don't know. It seems like there's a fight now about that. There's a lot of people out there who are saying like, oh, it's fine. So maybe it's not weird. Maybe she is the conduit to go full tilt and just full tilt Sodom and Gomorrah society, where we wait, where all we do is just wait for the meteor. And I mean, she could be the catalyst. She could be the headless horseman coming in on the city.
Quite possibly so. Yes.
So I don't think, now I take it back. I don't think the guy's a creep. I think he was paid by TLC and he's like, okay, I'm a travel blogger. I don't have much money. Maybe he's one of those influencers that have a lot of money. He's like, I'll take the 30 grand and be on this show. And be a creep. Yeah, I'll get some crap on Twitter for a few weeks. But people will forget, and they always do forget. I want to know if they, like, smooched, if they got any of them, like, making. Because I hate to
say
it,
but that's not. And I was going to bring that up. It's only them doing, like, kayaking.
Yeah.
Like, prove it.
All right.
Make out. That would be a great reality show that I would watch, is them making out and then just panning around to the people's reactions around them. That's money.
If they had the technology to start your webcam and get the viewer's reaction in real time while they just started.
Oh, you know, like all those prank shows, like just do that.
Yeah.
But just be in a park and first make it casual. Like you're, you know, it's like his daughter and then he puts his arm around her and then they just start aggressively making out and like soft, heavy over the clothes petting and then just see what ensues. That would be awesome show
in public, like in some sort of like at a mall,
but you are filming people's reaction to them, you know, and like what do they do, because then they're now in a moral quandary where they feel like they need to do something, Like, is this person being trafficked? Is this person drugged? Is this person a child? Is this, you know, so to see people interrupt them would be so fun.
So they used to have a show like that. It was on after 2020, I remember. And I don't know if they still do. It was called What Would You Do? And they put a person, it was kind of like a real life prank type of show.
I can't remember. I know what you're talking about.
It was a good show. I liked it a lot. They were like, this guy's, you know, black and he's going to eat at a restaurant and some guy's going to tell him to leave. What are the patrons going to say? And sometimes people would step in and be like, hey, that's not cool. But it seemed like the vast majority of the time, most of the people just didn't do anything at all. And it's kind of the broken window theory where people don't really know, like if it's something supposed to be happening or not. They're afraid to intervene, obviously for your safety, your physical safety. But also I think people go, if this is happening, then it must be okay.
I don't think that's necessarily the thought process. I think most of it is, how can I preserve my own safety? Like, I don't know this guy that just walked out on the bill or whatever the case is, or is trying to coerce or persuade a woman to come back with him or whatever the case may be. You just don't want to get involved. You don't know how crazy this guy is. You just want to preserve your own. It's just self-preservation. It's not that you think it's okay. So you go, is this worth my own life if I step in?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Right.
I have kids too. Yeah, it sucks that this woman is kind of heavily persuaded to come back, or, you know, I can't remember any of the situations, or walking out on a bill or being rude to a waiter or whatever, but you're just like, this person is unhinged and I don't want to deal with
it. It's not my problem. It's not my problem. Why would I make it my problem? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's true. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about today is boobs. You like them?
Absolutely. Who doesn't like boobs?
I don't know. Communists, I think. So this story came out today. Let me find it. And I guess it's been a thing for a while. But free the nipple. I'm sure you're familiar with this campaign, which was to allow women to show their breasts on social media. Twitter's always been like that. Like, you can show whatever you want. Yeah.
There's full blown porn on Twitter. Yeah.
Full blown porn on Twitter. Absolutely.
Yes.
And people wanted it on Facebook and Instagram. Now, I have noticed lately that unfortunately my algorithm is, you know, pictures of cats and girls with big boobs. I'm not proud of it, okay, but it just is. And when I go to my suggested for you, it's a lot of girls with big boobs. And surprisingly, there's a lot of like mesh type of clothing, and you can just flat out see their whole chest. I'm not complaining, but it was jarring to me to see this. And I asked my friend, like, can you just share full blown boobs now on Instagram? And I guess you can. And this was even before the January 17th oversight board meeting. They had a decision that said a group of academics, politicians, and journalists who advised the company on its content moderation policies recommended that Meta change its adult nudity and sexual activity community standards so that, quote, it is governed by a clear criteria that respect international human rights standards. So what does that mean? It says that it's going to allow Facebook's censorship of two posts from an account run by an American couple who are transgender and non-binary. The posts show the couple posing topless, but with their nipples covered, with captions describing trans healthcare and raising money for top surgery. The posts were flagged by users and then reviewed and removed by an AI system. After the couple appealed their decision, Meta eventually restored the posts. So I think that they were initially, this was just going to be for trans and non-binary people who are allowed to show their boobs and not cis, I guess we'll go with.
Cisgendered, yes.
Cisgendered folks. But I think that the campaign is kind of garnering more just like not normal, cisgendered people too. See, sorry, don't cancel me.
I think, because I thought the same thing too. And that's what the general movement is about. But as far as like Meta and Facebook goes, it's the showing the nipple is really only reserved for people who do not identify as a cisgendered woman. So if you're just a typical woman and you want to show your breasts, unfortunately, you cannot do that. But if you are, you know, were born with a double X, but you don't identify as such, then you can post it.
Well, I feel like the workaround there is just say, if you are cisgendered, you just go, nope, I'm non-binary now, but I'm a hot chick and I want to show my boobs on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that should be the workaround.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm sure some people would try to use that, but, you know, there's a board that determines like how sincere these people are. I think it may be like only for like post-op. Like there's really specific things that they allow. So it has to be like, okay, you clearly had like a double mastectomy. You look like Elliot Page now. Now you can show your nipple. Like it has to be, I think, a genuine.
So it has to be female to male.
To be a boy. Like
it has to be female to male. It can't be male going to female. Or can it?
That's a good question. Probably not. I would assume not, because I would feel like those people consider themselves women and will
cis
women are discriminated against. So if so facto, trans women should be discriminated against as well. So
it's a wicked web we weave. It's hard to figure out.
All of a sudden, everyone just became trans. Like it was just like it was nowhere, and then all of a sudden, like it was like an acai bowl. Like it was everywhere. And you're just like, whoa, what is this thing? I didn't know what it was, and now everybody's eating poke. Where did this come from? You know what I mean? Like it's something that I've seen, and I'd never heard of poke like 3 years ago. Now it's like everywhere, and everyone's like, oh, I want poke. I'm like, oh, okay, it's a thing now. So everyone is trans, I guess.
It's a big
bold.
I think they did
a what?
They
not really the case.
Yeah, I was
it's
thinking about
hell, but you know the fringe people are the loud people. So
I was thinking about the other day because there was a survey that came out that said that Gen Z is like. A crazy amount are LGBTQ and trans and stuff, and it was something like 20%. That's obviously not true. I mean, just use your brain here. That's not true. And then I'm wondering, like, are there kids out there, not kids, like teenagers who are, you know, like, is there a kid that says, yeah, I'm a gay guy? And then he's not really. And then it's just like still doing gay stuff. You know what I mean? Like having boyfriends and you know, is there somebody? OK, let me just stop beating around the bush here. Is there some young man out there who has S to D, even though he didn't want to, just to keep up with the trend, to stay in the club?
Didn't you tell me? I think it's probably less likely for men, but. Didn't you tell me you had a friend who had an ex-girlfriend that you ran into who tried to force herself to be gay, to be cool, and didn't like it?
Yes.
So, yeah, I guess it happens. It's probably more common for cis women than cis men,
for
I
sure.
assume, because that's more of a plunge as a man. But, yeah, I think that sort of stuff happens, sure.
That is... I can't imagine. I mean, you're a chick, so you really can't fathom, you know, what it's like to be a man. I don't know what it's like to be a woman.
I can fathom it.
But you probably.
But I don't really know what the essence of being a man is like. No.
Yeah. I just can't imagine. Like, I feel like straight girls, especially in college, would like make out for drinks and probably like I believe the term's called lugs, lesbians until graduation. I've heard that term before where they're bi or lesbians, and then they graduate and go out into the real world, and they're normal, you know, not normal. I'm using that word again, cis again. But it just feels different for a dude. Like, I just can't imagine, like, a dude who says he's gay and probably really isn't, and then has to psych himself up to perform, you know, an act and be like, all right, here we go. Here we go. Like, I would, you have to close your eyes so tight and just to do this thing to keep up with your style, with your trend, with your crew. I don't know if that's ever happened, but it probably has.
I knew a guy. I'll just say that. I knew a guy who was very unhappy at a certain point in his life. He had had a lot of success with women in his early 20s, say. And I think by the time he was 25, he didn't know what was wrong with him. And he had a sexual experience with a guy. And then he was like, I don't think anything was done. I don't think he did anything on the person. I think it was the reverse.
Okay.
And he didn't like it.
Yeah.
But he tried it because he was like, maybe this is what's wrong with me.
Mm.
But that was not the case.
It wasn't the case. And then he just got a dog or something, I'm sure, and felt more complete.
Yeah. But I, again, that wasn't because of social pressure or changing times or anything. That was like a personal struggle.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, kind of the same situation where you try something like F it, whatever.
Right.
And in a lot of the circles that some of these people run in, it's probably, you know, okay to experiment a little bit more. Even in like the heart of San Francisco, like as a straight man, I can't imagine being like, let's try being gay tonight, see how it goes. Like, that seems insane to me, even if you're in a very, very, like, St. Pete is very liberal, but I can't imagine, like, you or some of your liberal friends going, like, well, let's go to Enigma tonight and pick up a guy and take him home and just see how it goes. Might as well try it. Don't know. Can't knock until you try it. Like, I cannot imagine them doing that, but
it's a generational, you know, thing, though. I mean, it's something that it seems like Gen Z has kind of grown up with, where it's our generation of millennials, you know, it was kind of like, it's about acceptance. And now it's almost like, I don't know if I would say encouraged, but there's something that's drawing in people at massive numbers that are way overblown, clearly by any standard. A lot of people argue that and say, no, that's the number. I don't think so.
20% is high, but again, like, how thorough are these studies? Like,
yeah,
if you
ask
a teenager who's like 14, like, do you consider yourself gender fluid? And they're like, do you sometimes feel aggressive like a boy? Yeah. Do you sometimes feel feminine like a girl? Yeah. So you're gender fluid, right? Like, I don't know how these studies are being admitted. And that's then they're like, yeah, yes. And then it's like, oh, wow, 20%. It's like, you know.
Right. You're probably correct on that, too. That's probably is how they're doing it. But I don't know. I don't know what the rigor of scientific exploration is with that stuff. But anyway, we're out of time. Show your boobs, Anna, so we can get out of here.
I am. You can't see him?
I can't. There we go.
Neither can anyone else. So
neither can anybody else. Anna, it's a pleasure to speak to you as always. I hope to see you soon. If not, we'll talk to you on the podcast next week, next Wednesday.
Excellent. Thanks for having me. I'll see you later.
Yes, you will. You will indeed. Thanks so much for listening. If you're listening on Radio Say Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcasts, thanks a lot. Willspodcast.com, willsyoutube.com. Join us on Wednesdays around 5 o'clock p.m. And we do a live stream. You can interact with it, and it's fun. For Anna Hummel, my name's Will Koontz. Talk to you very soon. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.